Yes, hi, this is Jack calling from Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Great. This is my question for Stephen Greer is direct contact with ETs. I find it very interesting as far as not just the sightings per se, but direct contact. And my question is about the black op government. And do you think that ETs are in direct contact with our so-called black op government? And what do you think they may be discussing with them?
The answer to that is no. I know that it's a popular belief within the UFO subculture that there's at least one of these ET groups working with some covert part of the government, but I honestly don't believe that's true. For example, what I have found when I started looking into that is that these things that are called ARVs, or alien reproduction vehicles, that are made by a consortium of companies, Lockheed, Northrop, SAIC, a few others, MITRE Corporation, they have been used to simulate encounters, and that there are these things that people think are grays, quote unquote, that are actually not extraterrestrial at all. They're completely man-made. So there's a lot of the database out there that I think is counterintelligence information, and it has led to this sort of belief. And I, in talking to the folks within these corporate programs, within government programs who have been highly connected to them, I have not seen any evidence of support the belief that there is an extraterrestrial group out there. Now, I do think that in the 50s and perhaps in the 40s, that there were attempts by various ETs to make open contact, and what happened is that they soon found that the whole thing went out of control, and to whatever extent, say, Eisenhower knew about this and may or may not have had a meeting, I personally think he probably did, that as soon those projects were taken over by interests that were, to say the least, not conducive to open dialogue and cooperation. And I think that sort of level of communication and contact with it died in that era. I seriously doubt anything is going on currently at that level.
You just said you thought the grays were man-made. Can you enlarge on that at all?
Yes, I have several witnesses who have worked in projects where they have been in biological laboratories that are classified, where they have created these things that look like aliens, but they're not. They're completely man-made. And they have been used to simulate abductions and create a certain amount of disinformation centered around fear and hatred. And I think this is something that's quite predictable. It's not as difficult to think as you may believe. My own assessment of this is that if you want to visualize the developments that have happened in technology in terms of energy generation and propulsion and electronics, there's been a concomitant but classified level of development in genetics and what have you that deal with biological sciences that are not disclosed to the public. And I think this has been used to create what in the trade have been called PLFs, or programmed life forms, that are entirely man-made and are used for counterintelligence and disinformation purposes.